This is Brother Metter, and I want to talk to you for just a few minutes on learning war. Learning war. You know, we're living in a generation that does not understand spiritual warfare. People talk about it, they say they do, but when it comes down to knowing how to get in prayer and seek God and stay in prayer until the Spirit moves, you got very few people that understand what you're talking about. And I'm going to take you to Judges, the third chapter, and I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture. This is in Judges, the third chapter, and this is beginning at the first verse. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. So we are in a generation right now that has no knowledge of spiritual warfare. I don't care what comes out of your mouth. If you've never entered into prevailing prayer and you've never come to the knowledge of a spirit of prayer that will travail and cry out of you and keep you in prayer for hours on end until you move God and until you know that you have fought a battle against the enemy and the enemy has been driven back, then you don't need to be talking about spiritual warfare or preaching about spiritual warfare, because you have no knowledge of it. And it's time to prepare war. It's time to open our heart and our understanding and start going to the Lord in prayer and asking God to teach you how to fight, asking God to teach you to war. You know, David prayed in one place. He said, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And I can remember studying the word back in the 70s and 80s for hours and hours and hours of day. And I remember waking up one night out of a dead sleep, and I sat up in the bed and I throwed my hands straight up in the air and I heard myself crying out to God, Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. So we have got to understand that we're in a spiritual war. Jesus himself said that we were. He said, once this kingdom began to be preached, he said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. And if you're not going to get violent with the devil, then and get violent in prayer and seek God, nothing's going to change. You're not going to move anything. People talk about a move of God. They talk about revival. They talk about God moving and adding to the church, but nobody seems to know how to instruct people to go to prayer and to get in prayer and commit themselves to prayer until God moves. And I'm not talking about just one or two people. I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole needs to come together and be taught how to pray. But to be taught how to pray, you got to find somebody that knows how to pray and knows what it means to go to war in prayer and seek God in prayer and know that you're going to prevail. If you don't know what you're up against and you don't know what you're going to be fighting, the way the forces fight in spiritual warfare, and when you really go to prayer and that force and that will seem like you're hitting your head against a brick wall and there's a hardness there you can't get through, if you don't know how to prevail and stay in prayer until you drive this force back or till you break through it, you're going to give up and quit. And you're going to tell people, well, I prayed about it and God just didn't hear me or God didn't answer. No, you have not fought in prevailing prayer until you come through this situation. You have got to be determined and you've got to know the leadership of the Holy Ghost and you've got to get in prayer until that unction of prayer moves you and you know that you are going to war and you're learning war against the forces of hell that has bound you down, bound this nation, that's bound the churches down. The majority of God's people that have known prayer and known seeking God. They don't seek God anymore. It's like something is settled in their spirits and they become at ease in Zion. Well, it's time to awaken. It is time to stir up the spirit of prayer and light fire in God's people one more time. And I'm going to read this out of the book of Joel. And this is starting at the 9th verse. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men and let all the men of war draw near and let them come up. Well, for you to wake up the mighty men, you got to know where they are. For you to wake them up and get them to come up, you've got to know that somebody has had an experience in prayer or they know what it means to pray. You know, you take people that are only 10 or 12 years in the Lord, they don't know about prayer. I'm sorry, they don't know about prayer. They don't know about seeking God. I'm 67 years old, and I know about prayer. But you go back, and I learned about prayer from my mom and dad. And then when I come to the Lord was gracious and merciful to me, and he put this spirit of prevailing prayer in me when I first come to him, and I learned to pray. And almost every time I went to prayer in my early walk with God, I stayed in prayer until I'd done what I was taught. They called it praying through. And that's you prayed until that quickening of the Holy Ghost fell on you. It surrounded you. It consumed you. It overshadowed you. And you knew that you had touched God. You just didn't pray till you got through praying, or you didn't pray on a time frame. You prayed until you moved God. And people don't know what this is anymore. Some of you older people out there has been serving God 40 plus years or 30, 40 years. But if you're only 10, 15 years old in the Lord, you probably do not know what I'm talking about. And when I start talking here, and the scripture says here, prepare war. Not many people know how to prepare war and set theirself in battle array to go to prayer and seek God. I pray this word's getting in your spirit. I pray it's getting a hold of your soul. I pray it's identifying something down on the inside of you. And I pray the Spirit of God moves you and you start searching and studying and seeking and asking God to give you a spirit of travailing prayer.